Cet acte criminel, d'une rare barbarie perpétrée contre 200 personnes.
Vile and cowardly, states Burkina Faso's president, Rochemark Christian Kabore, shortly after the Ouagadougou attack, which he describes as a criminal act of horrendous barbarity targeted against 200 people, most of them foreigners. Its aim, he says, is to destabilize the country. On Friday the 15th of January at 7:40 p.m., four jihadists linked to al-Qaeda stormed the luxury Splendid Hotel in the capital, seizing dozens of hostages in a siege that would last 15 hours. By the end of it, 30 people were declared dead, 10 of them after being gunned down at the Cappuccino Cafe just next door. The four assailants were eventually killed by Burkina Faso forces, joined by French special forces flown in from nearby Mali. An investigation soon began to find the assailants' accomplices. But the focus quickly turned to the al-Qaeda-linked al-Murabitoun, which claimed responsibility for the attack, which underscored the problem of jihadism in West Africa, up until now overlooked. Meanwhile, in communities across the country, people described their shock at the violence, the first attack by Islamists in Burkina Faso. Steve Allen Kabore is a member of civil society.
It pains me. It pains me a lot. Because I've never seen that, and since the uprising, since the coup, we've suffered a lot. We don't deserve this. We want peace.
The Ouagadougou attack comes just 2 months after an assault on another luxury hotel in Mali, also claimed by al-Murabitoun. Both assaults mark a dramatic escalation of al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, no longer confined to the far-off deserts, but now able to strike in the very places where Westerners stay and eat. One key factor to explain this upsurge of violence is perhaps the rivalry between AQIM and Islamic State. Since its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, declared a caliphate straddling Syria and Iraq 8 months ago, Islamic State has stolen the limelight from al-Qaeda. Marcin Stuzinski is the assistant professor for Arabic and Islamic Studies at the Adam Mickiewicz University in Poznan, Poland. He says AQIM is on a recruitment drive.
If they show up that they are still in power or they still have some capacities, some operational ideological capacities, they can attract more potential insurgents in the future. We shouldn't forget that Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb was very strong in the past years. And they see that they lose some insurgents, rebels, to ISIS's organization. Al-Qaeda try to renew its activity in the battlefield because of ISIS's hyperactivity, let's say, in the region.
But before the rise of IS, the main jihadist group operating in the Sahara was AQIM, under the leadership of Mokhtar Belmokhtar, who is responsible for the spectacular attack on an Algerian gas plant in 2013, in which 38 hostages were killed. Declared dead several times, he's always resurfaced, and he recently rejoined al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb after breaking away 3 years ago over internal disputes. Their fallout now over, they seem in a position of strength in the Sahel, whereas Islamic State is still yet to make significant gains. A country like Burkina Faso, with its significant Muslim population, is a natural battlefield for competing jihadist groups, explains former Malian Defence Minister Soumaylou Boubé Maiga.
When you look at the zone that runs from northern Mali to the Sahel, including Nigeria, it has the continent's largest Muslim population. That is their territory. It's a logical battlefield for terrorist groups competing for influence with authorities.
Belmokhtar's offshoot group al-Murabitoun, whose name means the sentinels in Arabic, is comprised of mostly Tuaregs and Arabs. Shortly after the Ouagadougou assault, they issued a statement saying they wanted to punish the West for their crimes on Muslims in Central Africa and Mali. Mali, of course, is where one of its factions, the Mujawo, first emerged in 2012 during their capture of northern Mali that triggered a French military intervention. Yet there is more behind this Islamist violence in the Sahel than just rivalry. Flows of weaponry from Libya, for instance, have exacerbated insecurity, highlights Leslie Varin, director of IVARIS, an Institute for International and Strategic Relations in Paris.
Insecurity in Sahel is a real problem. Since the war in Libya, this problem has escalated. In Sahel, jihadists and traffickers of all kinds are circulating freely.
Terrorism and crime, argues Boubé Maiga, go hand in hand.
West Africa and the Sahel region in particular represents a strategic and crucial zone for transnational and organized crime. We can't dissociate terrorism from mafia networks because a third of cocaine destined for Europe transits via West Africa.
Uncontrolled criminality, lucrative drug and people trafficking have allowed Islamist groups in the Sahel to flourish. Their wealth has turned them into attractive business partners for local elites, but also for powerful politicians like Burkina Faso's former leader Blaise Compaoré. This, according to anthropologist Dragos Wydrego.
In the period, the past period when the regime was there, they had connection with the Compaoré regime when, for example, when they have hostages. Compaoré was the intermediary to negotiate, to release the hostage and have money. The regime negotiate the hostage. It is a deal, you know, and he had his part from this money.
Although there is no hard information, the average sum paid for a ransom is 5 million euros per hostage. During his reign, Blaise Compaoré acted as a mediator for the West several times to free Western hostages kidnapped by Akim. Yet in the end, this African peacemaker was unable to negotiate peace in his own country and was swept by a popular uprising in 2014. Wydrego suggests that his links with al-Qaeda groups may have motivated the attack on Ouagadougou.
Now, this regime is not here. It's a kind of destabilization they try to do against the new situation in Burkina Faso. If they succeeded to destabilize the situation, they think maybe Compaoré or his fellows can again take the power and to organize the situation for them.
Jihad has become a market like any other where competing factions fight to protect their market share. They thrive in the vacuum left by weak or divided states. And Burkina Faso, still reeling from a failed coup attempt in September, is fertile ground. Yet the country's newly elected government also faces security challenges from its neighbour, Côte d'Ivoire. Parliament leader Guillaume Soro faces an arrest warrant for his links to the leader of September's coup, Gilbert Diendéré. Leslie Varon argues that the tactics of the Islamists match those of Blaise Compaoré's former clan.
It seems clear and proved now that Guillaume Soro and other important figures in Ivory Coast helped Gilbert Diendéré during the failed coup of September 16. This jihadist attack has the same objective as those of Blaise Compaoré and Guillaume Soro: to destabilize the new authority of Burkina Faso and leave them no respite. The attack took place only 3 weeks after the coming to power of the new president, Christian Marc Kabore, and only 3 days after the appointment of the new governor. It's a time sequence which also raises questions.
In the face of instability, President Kabore has called on the Burkinabe people to remain united.
Notre engagement commun pour un Burkina démocratique et prospère.
Our common goal for a democratic and prosperous Burkina Faso remains stronger than ever, he says. Since the attack, youth organizations and civil society have rallied together to denounce terrorism. On Sunday, hundreds of people dressed in white took to the streets of Ouagadougou to pay their respects to the victims. Steve Alan Kabore was one of them.
We were there to say to the victims' families and those who are mourning that we share their pain and grief. We also demonstrated because we are Burkinabe people. We have integrity and we want peace. We were there to remind the jihadists, these cowards, that every new morning that God brings, we will continue to drink cappuccinos in a splendid country.
A play on words in reference to the two sites that were attacked, the Cappuccino Cafe and the Splendid Hotel. The strong support for democracy in Burkina Faso is perhaps best illustrated by this popular song that was released shortly after the Ouagadougou attack called Tu te trompes, c'est le pays du bonheur, or You've got the wrong country, this is a place of happiness, there is no room for terrorism. Terrorism, it seems, will struggle to make a lasting footprint in Burkina Faso, like a grain of sand in the desert. This may bring some reassurance to policymakers and strategists as they try and track the global networks of terrorism that are spreading across West Africa, and most importantly, how to counter it. Okay. D'où que tu viennes, quelles que soient les bases qui te soutiennent, t'as cru générer de la terreur en distribuant ta haine. 15 janvier 2016 qui a semé 30 morts, récolte aujourd'hui 18 millions de soldats. Together, baby.
pas du tout peur. Burkina Faso, je suis Burkinbi. Nous sommes engagés, inébranlables.
Porque queremos la paz en nuestra tierra de Burkina.
Ante un boyorolo, canamogolo bononina, sayafu.
Burkinbi se lève, ils veulent empêcher mon soleil de briller. Ils oublient que cette terre est une terre bénie.
Comme le dit l'adage, mes tous sont rassemblés. Mon peur à l'épervier, mon Burkina reste indivisible. Monsieur les terroristes, vous vous trompez de cible. Diabolique et satanique dans notre pays, que ces victimes reposent en paix.
Bienvenue de jeunes saisons,
pour les jeunes saisons.
Voici le Faso nous appelle de façon solennelle.
Règne de la terreur, mais il nous faut renaître de toute notre splendeur.
Alors c'est quelques vers de slam, parce qu'on verse de là, pour envoyer des colombes partout où il y aura des bombes, partout où il y aura des bombes.